When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, Star Wars fans. Welcome back to Hyperspace Hangout, a Star Wars podcast for Star Wars fans, by Star Wars fans, all Star Wars, all the time. I know how many slogans we've got, Ed, but we can always come up with more.
I love it.
I had to throw that one back. All Star Wars, all the time.
You got to, dude. You got to. That's what we do. All Star Wars, all the time.
That's true.
What we got today, man?
Anyway, we just did one of these for our Game of Thrones podcast. I did one of these the other day. I thought it'd be fun to do, you know, as we're just going to dive in here. Does this actually have all the ones I was hoping it does? It does. Okay, just making sure.
Okay.
Because I did one the other day, and it did not have Book of Boba Fett on it, and I felt like a moron. So this is all the Star Wars TV shows and movies. This doesn't have, like, Caravan of Courage and stuff like that, but, you know, it's all the sort of mainline stuff here, and we're going to rank them as we're going to come to some sort of agreement here on these things. We've got five tiers here. We have Grandmaster, Jedi Master, Jedi Knight, Padawan, and Nerf Herder, right? So Grandmaster is that tippy top A or S tier if you want. And then Nerf Herder is probably like your F or D tier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not very
so good. We're just going to go in kind of a random order here, just based upon what they have in front of us. Right. So it includes all 11 movies, 12 if you include the Clone Wars animated movie. It has the animated original Clone Wars series, as well as Clone Wars Rebels Visions.
Oh, wow.
Mandalorian and Book of Boba Fett. So this is just days before the Obi-Wan series comes out, and Bad Batch is in there as well. So we're just going to sort of rank these of what we think, where they go. So there's going to be some in like Grandmaster, and then we can kind of move some stuff around a little bit here, but, you know, we're going to obviously anger some people, disappoint. Everyone's going to have a totally differing, opinion on all this stuff.
Can we do this like I want you to call out one, we'll kind of debate it. I'll call out the next one. You know what I mean? We'll kind of go back and forth and just and pick one there. You know?
Yeah, you know what, this list though I think is missing Solo and Rogue One.
Oh, what? Oh, okay. But the only one I heard that was missing, because I didn't really, was Resistance.
Let me see here. Does it actually have everything? Has Book of Boba Fett, has Mandalorian, has Visions, does not have Solo, Rogue One. That's okay. We will just add them in here, because I think you can go add stuff.
Okay.
So let me go pull up some things here and get this set up here. I'm gonna add those in. So just sort of take over the ship here.
So here's the thing. When you do a ranking, so I feel like the one thing that I want to kind of we're doing our favorites, right? We're doing kind of our what we think is the best. We think what
just Jedi you and Master. Me, you and me, what we think.
Yeah, because I am telling you right now, and I will tell you why. So when I throw something out and we throw it in Grandmaster, there will be a reason why, because it does more for Star Wars. You know what I mean? Like if we put it there, it does a lot for Star Wars, meaning it ties things together. It has a plot. It makes sense. It explores the Force. You know, it has more characters, all that kind of stuff. I mean, or its character development is really good and stuff. You know, that's really what we're looking for. If something is Nerf Herder, it really didn't do that. It really did not add to, I guess, like the greater, I mean, it, everything adds to it, right? Everything is adding to the Star Wars kind of universe or whatever. But some of them don't make sense. Some of these stories, there's continuity issues, you know, I don't know, a wide range of things that kind of could put it down in the nerf herder tier. It also just could be a bad movie. It could be a bad production. And could be visually stunning, and you might say, well, hey, that gives it a couple points. But I don't know, man. I'm kind of like, if it's bad and it's got bad Star Wars, I guess, themes or ideas or things that don't make sense, it's going to end up in that nerf herder tier. Just because, I don't know, man. Like, I love Star Wars. And I love all things Star Wars. So I feel like I'm kind of a fanboy. I kind of err on the side of being more positive. I'm skewed more positively than I am, you know, negatively. So a lot of times Matt will come out and rank something a bit higher. A bit lower than I will, which is good, where we kind of balance each other out a little bit, which I think will be good. Because, and these are contentious. Yeah. These are contentious, yeah. My friend.
That is true. Well, for whatever reason, there I can't find one on. I can't find one here. So what we're gonna do is I found a different one here. We're just gonna do it, and we're just gonna say where we think.
We're just gonna add those in.
Yeah, we're just gonna have to add those.
How do they not have Rogue One and Solo in there? That is wild.
I don't know. And then
that's crazy because. Well, I tell you right now, because Rogue One is going to be one of those, like, that's something you can easily start to say in the top two tiers. And then Solo is just a decent movie. I feel like you got to have those in there. I mean, it's a little unfortunate because the list that you pulled up originally didn't have Resistance in it. And I was instantly going to say Nerf.
Oh, Herder. Really?
I was going to say Nerf Herder right away. You know what I mean?
I've got another one here. This one doesn't have, This one has Solo and Rogue One, but it doesn't have some of the I thought there was a way to add to some of these things, but don't know. No. We're just gonna roll with it. Okay, here's what we've got. So let's just start with it. You know, let's just go ahead and New Hope, Ez. Where are you at? These are some places Nerf Herder with Youngling. So
All right. So they got Grand Master Council member. What's that next one?
Master Knight Padawan Youngling.
Okay. Master. So council member and then Grand Master. So A New Hope is gotta be, it's a council member, straight up council member. Just because it has to be on the council. It just has to be because it's where it all starts. Some people are probably cursing me right now saying it should be at Grand Master, but I really feel like, again, I know everything that happened in 1977, this is what did it. The reason you have this film is why you have Empire Strikes Back. But my friend, it was Empire Strikes Back that took all of this to, again, there's one level, which is like Star Wars 1977 comes out of the gate and it's like, This awesome thing changes the world. And then they changed it again and took you to like another level with Empire Strikes Back. I don't think that just doesn't happen all the time. The sequel coming out and just being better, outperforming, going in this direction that is like way, I don't know. It's better, right? People rank it better than A New Hope. So to me, it's got to be in that, at least in that second tier. And I would listen to arguments as a council member myself. I would listen to arguments to put it at the Grand Master tier because it is the original. You know what I mean? It's just like,
yeah, you know, for those of you guys listening, I did actually find a better list. And so we're getting that going here, but just as everything else, but yeah, that's where I'm at too. You know, I don't know what it is about the original. It's an absolutely amazing movie, but I just feel like the Empire and Return of the Jedi are just so much better that it sort of, when in comparison, it to me, it always just makes the original just feel like, I don't know, it's hard to describe because they're just so much bigger and grander and focused on the Jedi and the Force and everything. Where the first one was just kind of a space battle, which is cool,
right? Yeah,
but it sort of lacks that like next step, which
yeah.
They all sort of have.
The cool thing is, and what I try to remember, and what George Lucas said, is that he had a three-part arc in his mind. Any of those people who come out and say, like, well, he didn't have all this stuff kind of planned out or whatever, he knew out the gate that this was going to be part one to, like, a three-part thing, if not a six-parter with prequels and a sequels. Like, he's been thinking that since he started this whole thing. So, to me, like, when you look at the originals, episode four is the act one. It's the act one of that trilogy, and it's not even the full story. That sort of sets everything that catapults us into this next big story where the Empire strikes back. Our heroes win. We're like, oh my God, that's awesome. This is epic. Wow, there's this battle going on. And then to find out a movie's coming out, because it's almost like at the end of that, where do you go? There's a grand sort of thing where they all get medals. They all get rewarded. Everyone's patting everybody on the back. But then the Empire strikes back. Like that, mm-hmm. that's where it takes it to like another level. Cause and that's really what I think catapulted Star Wars to this whole, you know, it just sort of caught fire. So, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I agree. Okay. We're just going to kind of pull at random here. I know everyone's like, well, you could go 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, you know, whatever. We're just pulling at random here.
Yeah.
That's just how we like to do it. Let's do Book of Boba Fett.
Oh, okay. Something recent. Yeah. Might ruffle some feathers here, but I don't know that it should go higher than C.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude. I don't know if it should. I would be fine putting it at C as a knight.
What?
I know.
I for me, it's a B.
Okay.
I think some people might even have an A, an A or S tier, but
I know they might. Yeah.
My problem is actually that it's like is that it's actually almost too good. Like it's kind of it's like we've talked about this on the podcast before. It's just it's not really a Book of Boba Fett. Like yeah. I mean it is, but it just it shifts around way too much. It, like you're going like here to the previous timeline, and then like you're going back and forth there.
Right.
Then the timeline itself doesn't even make sense. It's like, wait, you're telling me Boba Fett was literally just hanging out with the Tuskens for 5 years? Because it doesn't feel like it in the show. Then you shift gears and you have like an entire episode and a half of Mando. And then you bring in Cad Bane and Luke and like Grogu. And it's just like, it's all awesome stuff, but it just doesn't feel like put together well.
Yeah, so here's the thing.
It's bad. It's all awesome, but no. It's just like, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's like having mashed potatoes and gravy with like a side of M&Ms. It's like, dude, it's like this is cool. Like, I like all these things.
Right.
But just not like in the same meal.
Yeah, and I think the best way to meet in the middle is either back half of B or front end of C. You know what I mean? And here's the thing, Matt, one more thing. It's like the context, like where does it, how does it, it grows the Mandalorian story and Boba Fett a little bit, but right now it just doesn't do enough. It does more for Grogu than it does sort of like Boba.
Right.
I mean, it's right. crazy. So, but it's such right. a wonderful.
I don't feel like we really learned that much about Boba Fett.
No, I don't either. And that's why it's sort of like when I mentioned when we were starting, I was kind of like, what really take Star Wars further, what really magnifies it and stuff, and like right. it does Grogu, but it's just sort of filler right now, so I don't know.
Yeah,
but
let's do the Clone Wars movie animated.
Oh boy. Okay, so that kind of kicks everything off. I know right now if we don't have that bad boy higher than I think we should. We might, because you got the series and you got the Clone Wars series in there too.
Well, to me, the series and the movie are two totally different. I mean, they're the same thing, but to me, I view them very differently. To be honest.
Okay. Because that's the introduction of Ahsoka, right? The yeah. movie is that the one. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because again, I remember when it first came out, I was sort of like, I was a head shaker, going, I don't know what this is about. Why are they doing this? Now, looking back on it, I'm so happy they did. You know, I'm so happy that they brought this character in. But I would almost go CB somewhere in there. You know?
Really?
Yeah. I like the movie. I haven't seen the movie in a long time either, too. But it's like, I'm not so. Where are you? What are you leaning towards?
F.
Wow.
I think it sucks. I'm not gonna lie. I think the movie. I think the animated series total different ball game. But movie, I don't know. I've honestly tried to go back and watch it more than once and
don't like it.
Ahsoka just, she's so annoying. I know that's like what her character's supposed to be right then and there at that moment, but it's just kind of like, I don't know. It's just that I have no desire to really ever watch that thing ever again. I think the series is just so much better.
Right.
I mean, like for me, it's like low D, high F. I don't know. I mean, I guess there are other things I would rather watch this than other things. So
that's a good point. Rewatchability is a thing. And I think you're right. I'd rather watch the Clone Wars than I would watch.
For me, I've got movie. For me, I'm D.
Throw it in D, buddy.
And that's being fair.
Yeah.
Let's go with something else. Star Wars Resistance.
F. Straight. Yeah. No discussion. Sorry.
It's just kind of boring, and like the animation style just seems so weird to me.
I hate to say
it also doesn't, I just don't feel like it ever did anything like Clone Wars changed the perception of the sequels.
Yes.
Or the prequels. Excuse me.
Yeah.
This did not change the perception of the sequels.
Yeah, I don't think it did anything for the sequels. I don't know what it was supposed to
be. And like Rebels was just an awesome show on its own right. We'll get to it. Okay, just because it's here and this is all sort of organized here. Mandalorian.
Grand Master.
Absolutely. It deserves to stand with some of the best movies.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. We'll get to shuffling it around, but I don't even think there needs to be a lot of discussion. It changed. That is a historical moment. I mean, it changed.
Right. And my expectations were low.
I know.
I was like, really sure what either. Is this even going to be? Who knows? Whatever. And then I was like, I the first episode I texted as, I remember I texted as, I was like, dude, Star Wars just changed. The text I sent you, I said, as, because we were both just going into it like, whatever. I don't know. It's going to be, it's Mandalorian. Like, how cool can it be? And I was like, dude, it just changed Star Wars forever. And you're like, what? I was like,
yeah. I couldn't believe it. You couldn't have been more right in that. I was like, when I watched it, I was like, oh my God. Cause it does. It just does. And that, yeah. So Grandmaster. Definitely.
Yeah. So they have, so on this list, for those of you guys watching, they have like some of the seasons down here, but I'm not going to go through what every season or whatever. We're just going to pick sort of one.
Yeah. That's fine.
You know, here's a fun one. Visions.
You know, Visions was fun. Gosh, it's like, okay, so is it a disc? Definitely better than it's not as good as Book of Boba Fett.
No,
but it's like, I bet it would be back end of C, maybe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I've got a C on it. I really liked it, and I really would like to see more of it. And you and I both said there was a couple stories in there. Man, I would love to see that get turned into something.
Right. See those move forward as bigger productions or whatever. Honest to God, they had some great story elements in those.
Yeah. So, but cool. Obviously, yeah, it doesn't really do anything for the bigger sphere of stars, but some of those stories were cool and fun, and I think it'd be great. I would love to see an actual Star Wars, like, anime-like, I mean, like, true anime. Like, make, like, give it to some Japanese studio and say, here you go. You don't even have to make it canon. And I think it could be a lot of fun here.
Right.
So let's continue on here. So we're just going to pick one of these. The Star Wars Clone Wars series.
The series. Yeah. Yes. So I think that did a lot for Star Wars. You know, I think it did. It provided so much with the clones. I mean, got it. You had arcs in there that were like the Mortis arc. You had Mandalorian arc. You had all sorts of different things. It's got to be Maul. Master or higher. You know, I'm sorry. Yeah, if not, I would actually say council member or higher.
Really? See, I feel like I'm low end A, high end B.
Okay,
on the animated series. It gets better every season.
Yeah, we need a master. We need somebody in the master tier. So for sure, throw that in the master, and we might be persuaded to move it up here. We'll see.
Right. Okay, Yeah, see, they have like every season of that. I don't think they have the original. This one, the other one did, but this one does not have the original animated Clone Wars, which I really like. There's only two seasons, but I feel like it would probably be like a C.
Or right. Yeah. Me too.
Just, I don't think a lot of people like it. Let's do Solo. It's hot. It's in the news.
It is news. It is hot. Do you think it's better than Book of Boba Fett?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Do you think it's better?
If this is me personally.
Oh boy, yeah.
If this is me personally, I have Solo as an A.
Okay. I'm not opposed to that. I was definitely going to be high.
I don't know what it is. I just love this movie. I just love that movie. I don't know what it is. I don't know. For whatever reason, maybe it was
because... You like it more than A New Hope, right? Well, probably. Oh. I bet you do.
I do actually.
Really?
I do actually. Yeah. I think it was just because, I don't know, man. I think it was just like The Last Jedi left such a bad taste in my mouth. Mm-hmm. That this was like a refreshing, like, oh my god, yes, okay, like,
right,
especially like this, it was like this and Rogue One, it was like, man, how did we, it's like, how are these other movies are the things carrying Star Wars?
I just
love to go back and rewatch. I don't know, man, it's the one I watch the most. I guess it's just maybe because like my mom really likes it, Teresa really likes it, so she's like, yeah, I'll watch Solo. It's like hey, you want to watch a Star Wars movie? She's like, I'll watch Solo. It's like, okay, I'm down.
Yeah,
like it's just fun. Like it's just, it's not, I think the thing is it's like Solo for me is the one Star Wars thing that doesn't try to be like on the grandest epic scale.
Right.
It just knows what it is. And it's just a fun movie. They're gambling. They're, you know, riding the Millennium Falcon. We've got some funny love stuff with Han and Kira, Han and Chewie in the shower. You know, it's just funny. It's just, like,
it is
it's just
funny.
It's just a fun movie.
Feel good movie. I'm with you. It should be really high, and I think it's it's good Star Wars. Really,
if I were to start anybody on Star Wars, I don't think Solo is a bad place to start. I think you could just like, I'm not saying that's where you should or whatever.
Oh no, yeah.
But I think it was like if you had one movie to get somebody hyped for Star Wars, I think Solo could be one of those.
Yeah, one that you get, because you don't need to have a lot of, actually that's a good point, you don't have to have all this backstory or whatever, blah blah blah, you know what I mean, like with Rogue One you're kind of like, okay, what's going on sort of thing,
right?
You know, what's happening, but you're right, that one you can just pick right up and go as a starter.
All right, let's go to Rogue One.
Oh my god, Rogue One is still just a freaking masterpiece for me. So I think it's one of the, I think it's great, I think it's a freaking grandmaster. Yeah,
it's gorgeous, it's amazing, god yeah. It is like, it's probably the prettiest Star Wars movie.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
In terms of VFX and everything.
Yeah. The crazy thing is that, like, you know, the whole Rogue Squadron doesn't make it. But by God, dude, their sacrifice sets up everything. And it's just, and you fall in love with those characters. It's the only reason I'm looking forward to Andor. I'm kind of like, all right. But it's like, yeah, I really, really like that. It hit a home run. It absolutely hit a home run. And deserves,
I love
to be that. Grandmaster.
One other thing I really love about it, I love the soundtrack in that movie. Yeah. Michael, Giacchino or whatever, he just did the music for the Star Trek reboot with JJ.
Okay,
and he just did the music in the Batman. But one of the things I really love about that movie is I love the score because he uses like the first three or four notes of the Star Wars theme, like that dun 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 dun. Like he goes sort of into that, but then he transforms it into his own thing.
Yeah,
so good. Go listen to the soundtrack to this movie because it's so understated in Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, just pick in here. Let's do Rebels.
I'm sorry. I'm going to go ahead and pull one of those Trump cards here or whatever. Grandmaster.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. I will absolutely go to bat for this like crazy. And you know, because there are people who are super passionate about Clone Wars who I know we put it in Master and they're going, hold on a second. Are you kidding me? And again, that could be proximity. That could be age or whatever. I don't know what it is. I did not like that. Like this whole idea of this kid, Ezra, which I'm like, you would think I'd be locked in on that because he's got my name. But like the blaster, I'm like, where does this fit in? What's going on? Jedi were, you know, Order 66 happened. What happened? I go watch all of it. I mean, all four seasons. And if you have not watched all four seasons, then you don't have a seat at this table and this discussion. You don't. because it is so freaking good. I'm doing a rewatch right now. We're kind of running it on our podcast. It is just, the moments are so high. A master and an apprentice. And let's it's go. Just, it's so thing, sick.
Yeah, I will. And I will say, the thing that I, for me, I would have, I'm fine with it sitting in S. For me, it's probably like A or B. Yeah. The things I like about, I prefer Rebels to Clone Wars only because I feel like in Rebels, the stakes actually matter. Cause any of these characters could die. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Right. I like sort of Maul's ending in it. I like that we bring in Thrawn. Yep. I really like the characters. I like Kanan and Ezra. I thought I would actually hate it first. Look when I saw him, I thought his lightsaber was the single dumbest thing I'd ever seen in my life. I was like, Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? Ferric, God, what are we doing here? This is so stupid.
Right.
But then as I watched, you know, I think the first season is sort of just like average.
Yes.
And even the second season is like, okay, this is kind of okay. But then you get to the end of the second season, it's like, oh man, this kicks off. And some of the moments in this are some of the best moments in Star Wars, period.
Yep.
And so that's for me where I'm like, it's, I can see why people would like Clone Wars more. But for me, I'm probably high B, low A, but I'm fine with it sitting at S. I'm fine with Clone Wars sitting at S too, because I know a lot of people really love it. This is just sort of our rankings of it.
Yeah, and we want people in the comments to like hit us up. I mean, why should Clone Wars be up there in council members?
And there's really no wrong ranking. Even the sequels, like people who love them, they have their reasons for them. We don't. But what's his name? Remember Tom Gross from Coffee and Kenobi said he really liked Resistance.
I know. And again, people.
I'm telling you, man, I've tried Resistance multiple times. Right. Just couldn't do it.
Get past episode 3, man. I could not. So,
okay. So a lot of those are just like Clone Wars, whatever. Let's do Attack of the Clones, episode 2.
I'm trying to think about where I'm going to rank other movies, you know, because it has really good highs. There's some, the highs are high and the lows are low in that movie, right?
Yeah, so, for me, Attack of the Clones is the worst of the, I guess if you want to call it, the Lucas 6, not the original, because the original 3. But for me, it's the weakest of it. And some of it just comes down to the Anakin, Hayden is kind of developing into the role. Like, go watch episode 2, then go watch episode 3. And the chemistry between Natalie Portman and everything is just so much better in 3. Like, I mean, the acting level, it, like, everything just levels up so much more in 3 compared to 2. But I think 2 also, there's moments where it's just kind of like the pace is kind of weird, and like some parts I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Right. Like when we're tracking down the slug, like, you know, well, hold on. First of all, did you send me the thing? Did you send me the TikTok where it's like, okay, hold on a second. So Palpatine hires Dooku, who hires Jango Fett, who hires what's her name, who hires a slug to go kill Padme.
Like, yeah, crazy. Like, and then once Jango ends up actually killing the changeling
instead of just going and killing Padme. Yeah, it's like, right. It's like, you know, so some of that, and then, but there's really cool fights, like the Kamino fight's awesome. All the stuff on Geonosis is sweet. This party's over. The fight between Dooku and stuff like that. So for me, I have Attack of the Clones at low, like C. It's of any of these 6 original Star Wars movies, it's probably the one I want to go back and rewatch the least.
Yeah, I'm with you on C.
Not that it's bad or anything, but it's just C. And then we'll move these all around.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's just get out of the way, The Last Jedi.
Anymore, and I hate to be like this, I really do, but it has much to learn. It still has, so it is either at highest Padawan, or there's I think like when I look back over what were some of the problems with the sequels, I don't know.
It's the straw that broke the camel's back.
It's the derail. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, where are you going? So I honest to God think if you ask Rian Johnson where was the story going to go after that, he would say, I don't know, not my job. And I think that's a problem. So that sucks because in Star Wars it doesn't do anything to the rest of the story. There are
some things I like about it, but so much of it, it's just so hard because it at the end of the day, for better or worse, actually, and we've talked about this many times, and we'll rank it next. If Rian Johnson had done the last movie, who knows what we'd be saying? But he didn't. JJ did one and three of that trilogy, or seven
You're
and nine.
You're supposed to write the follow-up
and
to the
Force Awakens. And so what ends up happening is this one feels different than the other two, so that's where I have to rank it. So let's go to Rise of Skywalker.
So Rise of Skywalker is better for me. It's definitely better. So here's the crazy thing is that, like, put Rise of Skywalker in F, and then take Force
Above.
Awakens.
Yeah.
And Force Awakens, I feel like, is better than that, whether you want to go as full as Knight or Padawan. But Force Awakens starts off, there are many breadcrumb trails to which you could follow, and they don't freaking follow them.
Awakens in F?
No. I was saying Force Awakens is higher than those two. I was putting Rise of Skywalker in F. Yeah, I'm saying Force Awakens, the first one, you could put either in Padawan or in Knight, at the back
or
end of Knight or... Yeah,
I'm at high end D, and again, I actually when I watched it for the first time, I liked about 95% of it. But then it's part of that trilogy, and I feel like it just gets pulled down by everything else, and it ends up not mattering. I mean, Rey finds Luke's lightsaber, and she touches it and has this big Force vision, but then in Rise of Skywalker, she touches a dagger and has nothing.
Dude, the other thing is, like, I saw the Mark Hamill argument where he was just like, hey, I pitched out the idea that wouldn't it be kind of significant if I saw Han, you know, die, or Leia saw her husband die or something? Like, wouldn't that be kind of significant versus these kids who just met him 20 minutes ago? You know, and it's like, dang.
Right.
Why didn't anybody, like, listen to that? Why aren't people listening to good ideas?
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Moving on here, we're just pulling at random here. So, Empire Strikes Back.
Grandmaster, buddy. All the way. Grandmaster. Now, I think it is the right now it's at the front, because it is, none of this other stuff happens, like I said, unless this moment where it tops something that is game changing, right? In society, like, Star Wars was such a phenomenal thing, Episode 4 at the time, Star Wars and then later New Hope, and this topped it. It topped it, and it just kept right on going, like, you know.
It's like Grandmasters.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, for whatever reason, it's of the original three, I don't want to go back and watch Empire. I want to go back and rewatch Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of that's just been, like, video games, stuff like that have really, like, overplayed Hoth to sort of, I think, devalue it a little bit, actually. Because it is obviously absolutely freaking amazing and stunning. It's been ranked the best movie ever, like Rolling Stones and all this stuff, and it rightfully deserves so.
Right.
The final battle is obviously amazing and everything.
Yeah. But
I don't know. I think maybe I'm always a sucker for, like, the underdog or something. So I lean towards Return of the Jedi more. So let's do that. We'll do Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, so Return of the Jedi, I think definitely you could either, like, a lot of people would say council member, but
I know
I think they would, and they definitely would have it probably above 4 is where I think they would put it. I would be okay if you put it in there or in the back end of Grand Master. You and I are the same.
I know.
Because
we want to put it.
Yeah, it's just so we get some. I mean, you guys let us know what you think. Would you be putting it there in front of Empire, or would you not? A lot of people don't like the Jabba the Hutt palace, right. But I'm like,
this is sort of our personal preference list.
Right, right. And so it's like that for the Jabba scene. That's what gets me. I mean, the Ewoks in Bright Tree Village, like that. I freaking love those. That's Star Wars. I'm just like, I could do with
a little, if you know,
a little less Ewok.
I want more Ewok and a little less ooh la la, you know, like, and more Max Rebo. But the end is just, like, the best part of all of Star Wars.
I know.
It's like the whole thing. I mean, for me, it's like the whole
propels,
like,
us into legends, lore, all the stuff. Yeah.
It's the whole deal. I mean, it's the whole build up. Yep. Here we go. My personal favorite, episode one. Where you at, Ez?
Episode one. And see, it's crazy. As you look at these things, it's like, I think it's better than Clone Wars. Is it better than Solo? You know, for me, I like it more than I like Solo. You know? Yeah. I actually like it more than I like episode four. So, you know, and I know you're not going to argue with that. So
I'm not. If it were my list, that'd be right here.
I know it'd be right on the side. Yeah.
Yeah. It's for me, it's just, I don't know. It's just so much like, it's just so much nostalgia. But I think, too, it's the only Star Wars movie of the bunch of the Skywalker saga that I feel like you could really just sort of view as its own thing, where it doesn't feel like two and three feel like they really go together. Like four kind of feels like its own thing, but now it has Rogue One, which it feels like Rogue One and four really go together.
Right.
Whereas one just sort of, because like just the CGI is different and stuff like that, than like two and three. And obviously it's a younger thing, and I just love Qui-Gon, and I think the final battle, and I love the pod racing. So I just,
there's a lot to like. Yeah.
I just love it. I know so many people are turned off by Jar Jar or whatever, but don't know. Nah. For me, so I'm fine with it being A, because I can see why some people probably would have it way lower just because they can't stand Jar Jar. But hey, this is our list. Okay.
That's right.
So
that's right,
go make your own list.
Right.
Okay. So I think that's actually everything, because that's all just like seasons of Clone Wars and whatever. Which leaves Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, and it's, I feel like, gotta be Grandmaster. Yeah. Some people, and I see where you're putting it right there, would actually have it that high. I think it really depends on what, like,
which
generation
born.
You are. Because, like, the prequel kids would be saying, that's number one.
I know.
They would be saying that's number one. They don't understand
all the original people are... Like I did my just personal preference list the other day, and somebody was like, God, you effing prequel like kid or whatever. And it's just I had Revenge of the Sith way towards the top, and they just couldn't believe it. But if you go ask people in their 20s or whatever, like Star Wars fans of 20, they're going to have Revenge of the Sith as number one. Revenge of the Sith has the most memes. It's just like the most internet sort of friendly. And that's why people, I think, lean towards it. And I think Obi-Wan is about to add on to it.
I think it is too. You know, that's the crazy thing. It, like, what was it? So you had the last season of Clone Wars too. Also adds a whole nother perspective. Ahsoka, if you like all of that stuff and everything, I know some people don't, but like, still, they built so much story around it that it's like, whether it be books, comics, or the animated series and stuff, a follow-up with Bad Batch, like, there's just so much going on right there. That's the start of the Empire. It's the start of, it's Order 66, you know? That's how the Jedi were done in. I mean, it's huge. It has so much implication, and it matters so much. It's got to be Grandmaster, and they did it well. It wasn't like it came out and was
go. I would encourage the people who are like, I don't know. I think the sequels have made that movie better. I think Clone Wars has really made that movie. I think Obi-Wan's about to make that movie better. I don't know, man. When I go back and rewatch it, to me, every time I rewatch that movie, I'm like, dude, this movie is so good.
Yeah.
Start to finish. I mean, think about everything you actually get in that movie. Opens with the best space battle in Star Wars. Like, I mean, for a non Death Star blowing up.
Space battle
or whatever.
Right.
Battle of Coruscant is freaking sweet. Yep. Then you get, like, it's just paced so well.
Yeah.
There's a ton that happens, but it's not like Rise of Skywalker where it feels like we're like sprinting. No.
Yeah.
It's like we're at a steady marathon pace, but they give moments to breathe. You get the payoffs for everything, as well as like finding out exactly how everything happens. I mean, think about everything that actually happens in that movie. I mean, seriously, think about that for a second.
Yeah.
We kill Count Dooku. We fight General Grievous. Anakin doesn't get put on the Jedi Council.
Uh-huh.
Like, we get Order 66. Anakin, like, fights Obi-Wan. Yoda fights Palpatine. Windu fights Palpatine. Windu dies. I mean, my God,
Padme,
he becomes Darth Vader. Padme dies.
Twins are separated.
We get
It's got it all.
The score. I mean, good God.
All the Jedi get killed in one swoop. I mean, and it makes sense. You know?
Yeah.
Remember, we didn't know what was going to happen.
Right.
Remember those days? I was there. That's kind of one of those funny things. Like, you and I were there. I remember.
And we were like, how are all these Jedi going to die?
What's going to happen? What are they going to do? And you're like, Order 66. Dude, it's like, I don't know if people take yourselves back. I know maybe it's hard for people who were like original people or whatever. We were in high school, I think, right? I just remember, speculating that Darth Vader was going to do something. I kept thinking about the line in episode 4, and I remember this like it was yesterday. I can't remember who I was talking to exactly, but I remember talking to a group of men. I know Matt was there. We were talking about how the line is, you know, to compare like the ability to destroy a planet is insignificant to the Force. And I was like,
nothing.
Something big's going to happen. Something, you know. And so all that speculation was happening. We had no clue. And that we got the answers in that, man. I mean, it's Grandmaster for sure.
Insignificant. Okay. Well, yeah. I think that is it. Because I think the rest of those are just seasons of Clone Wars.
Right, right.
Second season. Oh, you know what? This one did not have. Oh, it does. There is one left. Yep. Bad Batch.
But hey, all right, Bad Batch. I liked it more than I liked Visions. Not as much as I like Boba Fett. I mean, I don't know.
I actually think I liked Visions more. Okay. Bad Batch for me, I feel like honestly I'm at a C or a D.
Okay.
I think it could turn into something cool.
Right.
But it was just kind of like, I don't know. It's kind of like the opening, like the first, it had cool moments. To me, it felt very much like Rebels season 1. Which I think is where I was like, okay, this is kind of cool. But even like the ending was just like Kamino gets destroyed, but like nothing really felt like it happened.
Right. And that's where this one, I'm glad you said it for the last, because it's actually tough, because why is Rebels so high for me? It's because of season 4. You know what I mean? It's like without seasons 3 and 4, it wouldn't be there. So that one's tough because it could turn into something bigger, but
So we'll leave it there. Cool. Awesome. All right, guys. Well, hey, that's our list. So those of you guys listening, here's Ez and I's order, right? We're just piecing this together on the fly as we go here. So Grandmaster tier, right, or our top tier is Return of the Jedi, Revenge of the Sith, Empire Strikes Back, The Mandalorian, Rogue One, and Rebels. Council member, or A, is Phantom Menace, New Hope, and Solo. Master tier is, or B, you know, sort of B level tier, is Clone Wars. The series, Jedi Knight, or C level tier, is Book of Boba, Visions, Attack of the Clones, and Bad Batch. Padawan tier, or D tier, is Force Awakens and the Clone Wars animated movie. And then F, which is scruffy looking nerf herder, is Rise of Skywalker, Last Jedi, and Resistance.
Yeah. Yeah, leave us. Hey, let us know what you guys think. Your list, whatever it might be, whether it's in an email, transmission, comment, whatever it might be. I'd love to hear from you guys and argue. If something we got wrong, let us know, because I actually enjoy a healthy kind of like, because it's cool to hear what people like about Clone Wars, or what'd you like about Rise of Skywalker? Why should it not be an F? I mean, I don't know. Like, convince me. I would love to be convinced, because I love Star Wars. I want it to be higher. I really do. I really wish it were, and those two things were higher. So.
Agreed. Awesome. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, hey, as always, thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure to check out stuff. Stay tuned, because, man, Ez and I are going to be covering Star Wars this weekend like absolutely crazy. We have no idea. I have the entire weekend open.
Yeah.
What am I doing? Thursday, I know we're getting some Star Wars news. I'm going to a movie. I'm going to go see Top Gun, but I'll be home. I've not seen it till 7 o'clock Pacific. So I might have to pop on and do something if anything sort of big happens.
Yeah.
But then Stranger Things is coming out, and it's a Memorial Day weekend for me, right? So I have Monday off. So there's gonna be an insane amount of content this weekend. So stay tuned for a pure, I'm gonna be like Kylo Ren up there saying more.
Yeah, more. Yeah. Hey, also to our listeners out there, when you guys hear this, if you're not going to Celebration and you want to just hang out, literally I'm going to be live. And I know, Matt, you guys, I think maybe Friday or something, are making like some Star Wars theme stuff, maybe, you know?
No, Saturday, no, Friday night, we're doing a live stream.
Oh, yeah, we're doing live for Kenobi, for sure, yeah.
For Kenobi, 7 o'clock, you know, yeah. Eastern.
So hop on. You guys watch it. Come on, you know, hang out here. If you're getting that FOMO and you're like, man, I have nobody to hang out with and check out the Star Wars celebration stuff, I will be live on our YouTube channel just watching it and hanging out and chilling. Right. I can't, you know, show it, but we can have the same feed up and kind of watch it and go from there. So
it's probably going to be a 5-hour live stream.
Dude, I will be there.
We've done them before.
I've got no work. Summer's here, man. I'm out. I'm tomorrow's my last day.
We did a 5-hour live stream for I think Wheel of Time. One of them was a 5-hour live stream.
Yes.
And we'll probably be doing one on Friday. So get your coffee, get your popcorn ready.
Let's go, man. Oh, that's awesome. Can't wait.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, guys. Well, hey, as always, thank you guys as always for watching and listening. And remember that traveling through hyperspace ain't like Dustin.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.